Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I don't know if you watched the Oscars or not. I did not watch the Oscars, but I was reading all about the things that were said and done and showed. And do you remember Oscar the Grouch on the Sesame Street? Well, now we know where the character was derived from or where the award was derived from. Hollywood's Oscars bring out the trash. Actors who make a large living pretending to be heroes and other characters, including comedians. They came out last evening to tell off, degrade, the President of the United States. Starting out with their comedic host, Jimmy Kimmel, the man who had tears and was moved with emotion over a lion who had been shot. I believe the lion's name was Calvin. I could be wrong. But he sheds no tears for the millions of American babies that are never given a chance for life. Are you fed up with these pious pieces of garbage? Their arrogance is beyond measure. They don't have a clue what they're talking about or how to run anything. The majority of them can't keep relationships sound. They're married one marriage after another marriage. Their children end up in rehabs. And yet they dare to tell Americans and America how we should live and how the President of the United States should run the country. They might dress a little nicer than Oscar the Grouch, but they are still living in a garbage can. Just happens to be an expensive one, with all kinds of lavishing luxuries. Many of them have more than one home. You would think, with their large giving hearts, they'd set up homes for all those refugees they think you should welcome into your neighborhoods and communities. These attacks against the President of the United States needs to end. Who have you boycotted lately? Who have you called? These elite want you to make all the sacrifices. They make none. Donald Trump in the past has given to individuals in a silent way, private donations. When did you hear that Meryl Streep did that? Now, maybe she has, but I've not heard about it. Actresses Emma Stone and Dakota Johnson, they wore their support for Planned Parenthood. They had the little logo on their dresses or on their shoes to let us know that they support Planned Parenthood. So we know full well that they support the murders of babies, the future women of America, by Planned Parenthood. It is not surprising that selfish, vain Hollywood elites would promote such a selfish act as abortion on demand, not for life-saving, but for convenience. No surprise that these rich spoiled, many are addicts, have the boldness out of their clueless minds to tell others how to live and support destruction. I did not watch the Oscars, but I've been reading a lot of articles and looking at some pictures with their noses in the air and their pretty dresses and their tuxedos. Another thing that happened this weekend was the DNC newly elected chair. Yep, another socialist for the Democrat Party takes the lead. He was a failed Secretary of Labor under President Obama. Now, as the DNC chair criticizes Donald Trump, who hasn't quite been president 60 days, for hurting jobs. Joy Behar, the bully, continues to propagate fake news, and Bill Maher rants and goes after Steve Bannon. So much for us to contemplate. Where do we begin? Well, let's begin with what I have on the top of the paper. Joy Behar. She goes after Pollack, which happens to be a Bright News representative. The View. How many of you out there watch The View? I do not watch The View. I have never sat down and watched The View. It has been on in the house before while I was doing something else and just didn't get it switched or turned the TV off. But I don't watch TV in the mornings anymore. I got aggravated at Good Morning America and all the morning talk shows that are supposed to be news shows. Don't I watch it anymore? And the bigot bully Behar just banters. That's all she does. She's an angry woman that banters. She's a bully. How can you possibly have an intelligent battle with The View, who are clueless, clucking hens, just bantering, repeating things they think might have been said? I mean, this guy went at, they went after this guy. Everybody I've seen them have on the show, they have just ripped apart, not intelligently, but by screaming and yelling and just continuing. They don't let anybody answer. They don't let anybody talk except them. Joy Behar, before the election, before even the primary, I believe, she made the statement that she would vote for a rapist as long as they supported abortion. Now think about that. As a woman who's supposed to be for women's rights, that she would support and vote for a rapist, I guess she was talking about Bill Clinton, as long as he was for abortion. So it's okay if the man rapes you as long as he's made it lawful for you to abort the child that might have come from that rape. This is the women's rights people. This is your feminist, wonderful people who care so much about women. They are clueless. If you back them in the corner, if you could ever get them to shut up long enough to ask them intelligent questions about the Constitution, about the communities. They don't know anything about Agenda 21, and they're angry at you if you don't buy into the hoax of climate change. You should be punished. Hollywood, the majority of them, there's a few of them that are spokespeople for that. While they jet set in their private planes all across the globe, telling you to turn your furnace down. That you shouldn't use hairspray. Remember that? That was big. And we have gassy cows. Even though Plastic Pelosi doesn't know where natural gas comes from, we have gassy cows that cause a break in the ozone. How long will the American people put up with this trash? And that's exactly what it is. Trash. Garbage from their mouths. They used to be an expression when I was a youngster, a teenager, when somebody didn't shut up and they behaved like that, that they had diarrhea of the mouth. When will we the people stop putting up with it? Stop supporting them. We're all broke anyway. Why are we spending money so that these elite can do better in their jobs? You know, Hollywood getting their Oscar the Grouch Awards. Do you watch Jimmy Kimmel? Stop it. And tell your network you're not going to support him any longer or any of these that continue to attack the President of the United States because you, the people, elected him. Going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Talk a little bit about Steve Bannon when we come back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Radio. This is Beth Ann. Am I too hard on Hollywood? Do you think I've been too hard on these actors and actresses? Are you sick and tired of them telling you how to live? You know, we all try to figure out how we can afford to buy a new dress to go to somebody's wedding or somebody's wedding in our families or something, and these guys are spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on one little dress they'll wear one little time. And tell you how to live. Yeah, tell you how to live. Well, The View, I talked about them a little bit, and Whoopi Goldberg has titled Steve Bannon President Bannon instead of Donald Trump. Their arrogance and their lack of respect for the presidency of the United States is just appalling. I didn't care for the policies of President Barack Obama, but I didn't trash him. And they need to stop it. They're dividing this country. They are. They blame Donald Trump for it, but they're the ones doing it. So Bill Maher does the same thing. What is it about Steve Bannon that scares them all so much? Because the things that they have accused him of, he's not guilty of. On Thursday, the chief strategist, Steve Bannon, spoke publicly for the first time since the president's inauguration at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Bannon spoke alongside Trump's chief of staff, Rince Priebus. to show that the two are working together and stand unified behind Donald Trump. Bannon didn't mince words and was very clear about President Trump's intentions and what the administration's thinks and are moving forward. He made it very clear. And one thing that stuck in my mind is something that I have said, and I think I shared this on Friday. But he mentioned that they're not going to give you back your country without a fight. I'm paraphrasing. I have said for a long time that these elections of late, particularly this last presidential election, was not about parties. No, my friends, it was not about the Democrat and the Republican Party. It was about a complete changing of our government. Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party are socialists. Socialism. From Merriam-Webster's dictionary, any of various economic and political theories advocating collective or governmental ownership and administration of the means of production and distribution of goods. A system of society or group living in which there is no private property. A system of condition of society in which the means of production are owned and controlled by the state. A state of society in Marxist theory, transitional between social capitalism, and communism, and distinguished by unequal distribution of goods and pay according to work done. It's the opposite of a constitutional republic. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Just fine. I was going to say, Hollywood being the sewer that it is, don't forget, don't overlook the pedophilia and the drug use that's going on there on top of everything.
Well, I did kind of mention that they're addicts, and that is inclusive of both of those.
Yeah.
We know that they esteemed Michael Jackson, and we know what he was. There was no doubt in our minds that he was a pedophile, and he's a pedophile. And there's no doubt in my mind that that goes on. But the fact is, you know, Skits, that we could see their failed marriages, their failed lives. How many of them have committed suicide or overdosed? How many of them in their circle, I should say. And then they have the audacity to get up and tell you and I how to live. I've always been upset about that because they used to do those little snippets on the afternoon TV things when my kids would get home from school. They'd be telling them how to live, you know, and how to behave themselves. And I'm thinking these guys ought to try the example. So you doing okay? You seem to have a little cough there. You doing all right?
Yeah. Anyway, we're fine. I just kind of sort of thought I'd mention that along with everything else.
All right. I'm going to let you go. I think you need to get a drink of water there. Thank you, Skits. I appreciate it. We hope you get to feeling better. Socialism is the complete and total opposite of a constitutional republic. Okay? So when Steve Bannon says they're not going to give you your country back without a fight, he meant it. And we're not just talking about the Democrat Party. Look and see what's going on with Congress and how they are dragging their feet about cutting taxes, how they're dragging their feet about Obamacare, repealing it. I mean, they just can't function. They can't do this much work at once. Seriously. Bill Maher, which I really don't like the man. He hates this country. He hates the president, the current president. You know, one time he said something wise. He was on Jimmy Fallon. One time when they were about to get him for taxes. They don't really want their wealth redistributed. They want your lack of wealth redistributed. That's what socialism is. Oh, they'll scream about the capitalism, and they'll scream about the free market, and they'll scream about Wall Street. But they really want to own everything as a government. They want the government to own your property. You'll have no private property. It'll all be distributed equally. Yeah, that worked out real well in other countries, didn't it? Why are they so blind? Why do they think that they're going to end up at the top of that ladder? Well, Bill Maher also calls Steve Bannon President Bannon. As if to demean Donald Trump that he's not a strong enough character or figure to run this country. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is, and so is Steve Bannon. And so are some of the others that he's elected or nominated for his cabinet and in his administration. I said many times, and I said it last Friday, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall with all these strong personalities, all these type A figures, male and female, that are there running this country right now? Our founding fathers were all type A's. Wouldn't you have loved to have been the fly on the wall when they were arguing? Well, Bill Maher goes so far as to call this. He says, on Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher, do you watch him? Do you listen to him? Reacted to White House chief strategist and former Breitbart News chairman Steve Bannon's statement about the deconstruction of the administrative state by stating, I'm not sure the word of that is conservative. I think it's terrorist. Well, let me tell you something, Bill. To deconstruct, to tear apart the bureaucracy, the unelected that's running amok in this nation, it might be terrorist in your mind. But in my mind, it's bringing back the constitutional republic and strengthening it and lifting it up and propping it up, bringing it out of the bottom and to the top. The unelected bureaucrats should not have any say in the policies of this nation. So when they can't legislate, they regulate. Bill Maher is too blind. I don't think he's stupid, but I think he's too blind. He's too much of a socialist. He's too rich to see what the rest of us are putting up with. Those forgotten people. But you know what? Apparently our founding fathers were terrorists too, because they believed in proper private property. They believed in freedom of speech. They believed in truth and integrity. And they fought and died for it. I don't see Hollywood fighting and dying for anything as they stand there with dresses that cost thousands of dollars telling everybody else how bad our president is. They're telling the world. They're making us look like fools. It's time for we the people to stand up and say, you know what, we're done with you. Go sit down. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I'm a little ramped up today. I'm sorry about that. But it's time that we the people took a stand. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at CSETalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Okay, now the DNC, they have a new chair, and it's Perez. And I've been trying to figure out who this guy is. Well, he was the labor secretary under Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. And then when he was the labor secretary back in October of 2016, well, WikiLeaks is at it again, he advised Clinton to cast Bernie Sanders as a candidate of whites to turn off the minorities. They went after their own Bernie Sanders. The fix was in, but it didn't work. And we managed to defeat Hillary Clinton. But this is the character that is leading the DNC now. Do whatever you can to eliminate Bernie Sanders. And of course, he immediately goes after Donald Trump for being a racist against Muslims. He also immediately made, I've lost his name now, Ellison, I think that's right, his deputy. The Democrat Party, is it truly a face of a free America? As they scream racist, Zionists, Jew haters. They scream all that at Steve Bannon. They scream all that at Donald Trump. And yet they went after their own, used all kinds of horrible words in their emails. Horrible. Towards Bernie Sanders and others. And you did nothing. Well, we did. We didn't elect Hillary Clinton. But those of you who are registered Democrats, do you really believe in socialism? Because that's what they're after. And that's what a lot of the Republicans are after. Let's be honest. They're globalists. John McCain, Senator John McCain, went after his own governor back in the day. I believe that was in 20... I can't remember what year it was. He'd already lost the presidency. No, it was before then. Well, I think George W. Bush was still president. But the governor of that time in Arizona pushed for stronger laws for immigration, for illegal immigration, against illegal immigration, for those coming across the border. And McCain went after her. And the laws were almost word for word the federal laws of immigration and border security. Yeah. He's not a hero as a senator to Arizona. So this is what they have now for their DNC chair. And, you know, we've had a lot of paid-for protests, protesters in these town halls. And we've had a lot of coaching for protesters in the town halls. And now the Democrats are going to refuse to hold town halls. I think that's hysterical and so telling of their hypocrisy. But Senator Dianne Feinstein, she's not going to hold any of these town halls. And her people are kind of angry with her. Of course, you remember Senator Feinstein. She's the one that believes in strict, very strict gun control. Nobody should have a gun. And all vets, all of our military vets, she said, have mental illness. And these are the people they keep electing. Of course, it's out of the state of California. You know, where Hollywood is. These are the people they keep electing. But I remember when the Tea Party was going to these town halls, and they weren't disruptive like these protesters are being trained to be, but they were direct with their questions. But Claire McCaskill out of Missouri was upset. Now, I can't remember the year it was, but it was the year they decided, well, we're going to test the waters with Obamacare. And so they put it to a vote here in the state of Missouri, and 71% it failed. 71% of the Missourians did not want it. And Claire McCaskill said, well, that's just because they don't know. Yeah, maybe it is because we do know. And look what's happened to it. And even now, as it's collapsing, it was always meant to be a single provider. So when you see it collapsing and going down to one, that's what it was intended to be. It was a lie from the get-go. And the Democrat Party refuses to let go because it is socialism. I have been against it from day one before they ever started it, when they started talking about it. It's national health care. The nation of D.C., the D.C. occupiers have absolutely no business getting into your health care. They've got doctors asking questions like, do you own a gun? Are you happy in your home? Do you feel safe in your home? No, doc, but it hurts right here. It's an invasion into your lives. It is government control into your health care. It's not about making it affordable. It's gone sky high. Sky high. if they really wanted to check into health care costs, they'd start checking into the health care costs and not forcing people to buy insurance. Why does an x-ray cost X amount of dollars? Why does this surgery cost X amount of dollars? Why is this medicine so expensive? Well, maybe they better check on who's making the decisions on those prices. They better check that out. But no, that's not what they're doing. They're forcing you to buy insurance. And right now, your representatives and senators they're dragging their feet on this. They need to repeal Obamacare. That's why we elected Donald Trump, to repeal Obamacare. Get on the phones, 202-224-3121. And you tell your representative and you tell your senator, repeal Obamacare now. Not 20 days from now, not 15 days from now, but today. Get her done. What I want to see them work together right now, but if they don't, what I would love to see happen is for you to rise up and run for representative or senator in your area. Start electing statesmen and stop electing politicians. Stop electing swamp dwellers, DC occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. We need men and women who believe in liberty. We need men and women who know how to run and balance a checkbook. We need men and women who care about the children of this nation. We don't need socialism. We don't want socialism. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Segment of today's show. I guess my question to you earlier was, am I too hard on Hollywood? Am I too hard on the elite? I don't think I am. I think I'm sick and tired of their mouths. I'm sick and tired of them trying to take our liberty away. And they're just clueless. Absolutely clueless. I have an article here. That once in a while I agree with this guy, but not for the same reasons as he says things. Well, maybe a little bit. Remember Van Jones? He was one of the czars for President Barack Obama at the very beginning. Well, he was speaking at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics. And at the event he hosted by former Obama staffer David Axelrod, Van Jones was asked about the increased demand for students for protection from ideas on college campuses. You know, the safe spaces. Van Jones says safe spaces are a terrible idea. I agree with that. But let me read the words for you, okay? He said there are two ideas about safe spaces. One is a very good idea, and one is a terrible idea. The idea of being physically safe on campus, not being subjected to sexual harassment and physical abuse or something like that, being target specifically, hey, I think that's perfectly fine, and I'm okay with that. But there's another view that is now, I think, not so good. It's horrible view, which is that I need to be safe ideologically. I need to be safe emotionally. I just need to feel good all the time. And if someone else says something that I don't like, that's a problem for everyone else, including the administration, he said. I think that's a terrible idea for the following reason. I don't want you to be safe ideologically. I don't want you to be safe emotionally. I want you to be strong. That's different. I agree with that. I'm saying that. I'm not going to pave the jungle for you, but on some boots, put on some boots, he says, and learn how to deal with adversity. I'm going to amen this guy for this. I'm not going to take the weights out of the gym. That's the whole point of the gym. You can't live on a campus where people say stuff you don't like. He says he wants them to be strong. Socialism is weak. It never survives. And it's always about the elite. And it's always about the poor. There is no middle class. They redistribute everything equally? No, they don't. But there is no more private property. There is no more independence. There is no more free thinking ideologically. There is no more safe space. We have a caller, and I missed the name, but it's from Ray from Illinois. Ray from Illinois, how are you today?
Hello, Beth Ann. I just had one thing to say.
Okay.
What they need to do is take the cotton out of their ears and put it in their mouths.
Are we talking about Hollywood or just anybody?
Yeah, both.
Well, they have a lot in their mouth, don't they? I'm not sure it's cotton, though. I appreciate it, Ray. Anything else? All right, he gave me a chuckle. I appreciate that. Well, I call him Clueless Clooney, Clueless George Clooney. He slams our president during a Caesar Award acceptance speech. Yeah. He was in Paris getting an award, and he slams our president of the United States. What has Clueless Clooney ever done in his life to make life better in your community? He's a good actor. He's not hard to look at. I couldn't live with him. Clueless George Clooney. Let's ask him a few questions about the Constitution. Let's ask him a few questions about the jobs in America. He doesn't have a problem with jobs, does he? Maybe we ought to quit going to his movies. Ben Stein, he's not been a real Trump fan, but he is standing with him now. He'll speak his piece. But he backs Trump, who is not going to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner coming up in April. And he kind of says why he's been a punching bag for them, so why should he show up? He's got other things that he needs to be doing. And so they're kind of going off on this. And, you know, it doesn't bother me that he's not going to that. That's all for the elitists. That's all for show. If they want to show their support for the president, then stop beating him up constantly. We have Tom from Missouri. Tom, how are you today?
Just fine.
What's on your mind, sir?
Beth, I met you about 20 years ago down at Kabul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Went down there with Derry Brownfield, G.B. Oliver.
Yes, uh-huh. So you know how long we've been fighting them.
Been fighting a long time, haven't we?
Yes, we have. You know, Derry'd be happy with what you're doing, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
But
he has pretty big shoes to fill.
About, I think what we need to do is just stay on our representatives and senators.
Oh, we
remind
can't
stop. Them that they have got to stay with us, you know.
Absolutely. And we need to tell them to step it up a notch on the work ethic.
Yes.
Step it
yes.
up a notch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know the rest of us could outwork them.
Well, I just put about $10,000 worth of fertilizer on a farm this last week, you know.
Yeah.
And I might not get any money out of it. Can't never tell.
Well, but, let's pray that you do. We need some rain. You need some rain down there? I know we do.
Oh, yes. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, we're needing rain pretty bad.
Yeah, basically all I wanted to say was, you know, that we've been fighting them since 1992 down here, so you know we're happy. But
it's a fight that never ends, and I know you know that. It's a fight that never ends. We're about out of time.
We,
we're about out of time. Tom, thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Call in anytime. I appreciate that. The fight never ends. Look at all the attacks on the President of the United States. I don't want you to look at Donald Trump, but the position and what they're doing to demean the position of the presidency of the United States from Hollywood, the Democrat Party, and the Republican rhinos who think nothing of going overseas and putting down our president and his administration. That needs to be put to a stop. And we the people are the ones to do it. We're the ones with the power. It is a constitutional Republican that only works if the Republic's working. We want Congress to get their work ethics together, then we better get our work ethics together. Because if we don't, all liberty will be lost. But if we do, oh yeah, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.